I just like cussing out salsa when I'm doing a mic check. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the After Pope Nothing podcast. Salsa.
And Jenna.
And with special guest.
Jim Lewis.
Jim, who is not our personal James.
Nope.
You may have noticed a lack of James.
Yeah. That was not his microphone not working. That was just a missing James. He has been replaced for the evening. Because he is feeling...
He's not replaced. He's empty. We've got a special guest. That's not a replacement.
Otherwise, I can't replace James.
He's been replaced for the evening.
No, that's how this works. No.
You should know it's your podcast.
It would be replacement host, but it's not. It's special guest.
Okay.
James has been replaced by...
Yes.
This half-drunk Dr. Pepper...
I mean, that is a possibly. That is a
that's
more,
probably a Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki, Dr.
That is,
Tiki.
That is probably a closer representation of James.
Yeah. All right. So James has been replaced by that mildly crumpled, half-drunk can of Dr. Pepper holding Kahlua, which is, of course, a Dr. Tiki, Dr. Tiki, Dr. Tiki from last week.
This conversation, I need a drink.
Okay. I like booze.
We're going to get... Before we do that, I just need to say where these drinks come from. Last weekend, I was in Duluth.
Yay!
So all of this stuff is Duluth stuff. I came home with roughly 3 gallons of booze from Duluth.
I believe this to be accurate.
So, yeah. So Jenna is drinking... from Duluth Cider... She is drinking the Glensheen Gold.
Oh, God, yes.
Which is 5.9 ABV.
I'm in.
Not
I'm
going to
sip that now. Hold on. Oh, that is lovely.
Mm-hmm. And I have the Cranberry Ale from Fitgers.
Ooh.
And what is the Dr. Tiki drinking?
Dr. Tiki, Dr. Tiki, Dr. Tiki.
It is drinking itself.
Oh, God.
That makes me happy. James is, or Jim is not drinking.
No, I'm not drinking tonight.
Yep, that's okay.
We support this.
But let's get straight into that. So my wife and I were in Duluth. And,
did you run into Gregory Parks?
Stop. You ruined it.
Oh my God, did you really? I didn't think that actually happened. I'm sorry. Oh God.
You ruined my story.
Oh God.
Just completely.
So sorry. Oh, you've done this to me so many times.
No,
I only feel mildly guilty.
I'm quite okay with it.
I only feel mildly guilty.
Completely spoiled the surprise, though.
You did. Oh my God. Did you ask him why he wasn't at Klingon rehearsal?
I'll do the whole story. I'll go through the story. So, my wife and I, our anniversary was a few weeks ago, and we had done the big 10-year summer anniversary trip in Ireland.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about already. But we were still going to do... We actually did our actual honeymoon on the North Shore 10 years ago.
Right.
And so we're like, for our actual honeymoon, we will just go up to the North Shore, just the two of us, and kind of spend a week.
For your actual anniversary.
Yeah. Our actual anniversary was 3 weeks ago, so we're a little late on that. But, you know, schedule being what they were.
Right.
We were originally going to go last weekend, but schedule changed a little bit, and so we had gotten these tickets through Groupon.
Okay.
So I canceled through Groupon and then bought new tickets for this week.
Right.
This is important.
Hmm.
So we get up there. We get up to the place, and it is the Barker's Island Inn. On Barker's Island, obviously.
Sure.
Which is just on the little inlet there.
On
the Superior side. And as many times as I've been up to Duluth and the North Shore, Superior is kind of that... It's like the St. Paul to Duluth's Minneapolis.
Right.
Where it's like, it's on the other side of the river... And it's, like, part of the whole city area, but everybody goes to the Duluth side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So Superior's just kind of this quiet small town just across the road,
which is hilarious because like my parents growing up, Superior is where you went to go party.
Yeah,
like because number one, everything's cheaper.
Yeah.
Number two, booze on Sundays.
Yeah, this was back when you couldn't do that on Sunday.
Number three, so. I think drinking age there at least at the time was like 19,
possibly,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
So but anyway, it's just a place I've never really been. You know, I've driven through it once. Other than that, it's Duluth and then up to the North Shore. So we were actually on the Superior side this time, which was, you know, fun. And we stopped at a couple places. We get to the hotel, and I go to check in, and they don't have my name at all. And so they start, like, you know, looking through their records, and they're like, Sterling. And I was like, yes, that is us. And they were like, you were supposed to be here last week. And I was like, originally, yes, but... I canceled those and bought new tickets. I have all of the emails here. I have numbers and everything like that. And they were like, this happens sometimes, where Groupon just kind of doesn't tell them about updates like that.
Okay.
Which is really frustrating.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had me send tracking numbers and everything like that to them, so they had that information. And then they were like, we'll get you a room. Unfortunately, the single king that we reserved, they're out of.
Right.
So we had to stay in a room with two queens.
Biting back comments. Continue. Yeah.
Oh, no, they were fantastic.
Okay.
Okay.
you know, whatever. It's not quite what we wanted, but...
Sure.
We had a room. That's more important.
Yeah.
We weren't going to spend a lot of time in the hotel. And the time we did spend in the hotel was mostly in the hot tub.
Yeah.
I know, right? So that's what we do. You know, we get up there on Friday night, we go to the hot tub, and we read, and we sit in the hot tub. That's our Friday.
Hell yeah.
It sounds awful.
Fuck yeah.
So we get up on Saturday, and we're like, okay, what are we going to do on Saturday? And we're just like, I have never been to Glen Sheen. We should go to Glen Sheen.
Really?
So we went to Glen Sheen.
Oh.
And my wife hasn't been there since she was like 13 or something like that. She's been there, but it's been a long time.
Right.
And I've never been there. So we went there.
Oh,
and
yay.
Holy fuck.
I know. That place is so amazing. Fantastic.
And I found a piece of furniture that I fell madly, deeply, truly in love with. Like, I would leave my wife for this piece of furniture.
Did you tell her that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I was enamored with this thing. I kept circling back to it and just, I was in awe. It is a roll front, so think roll top desk, mm-hmm. you know, it is a roll front, 15 drawer file cabinet with a desk that slides in and out.
Oh, like just like a piece of wood that comes out?
Exactly.
Nice.
But it is this petite cabinet. It's tall. It's taller than I am, but it's only about, you know, 12 inches wide.
Okay.
And it's got 15 drawers.
All right.
That are 4 inches tall.
Okay.
With the little, you know, kind of old school handle with the kind of the hook, you know, that slides out. So the files lay down flat. But just at waist height is this little desk that slides out. And it's just this little, you know, desk. This is where you write your check, and then you put the receipt in one drawer, and you put your checkbook in another drawer, and you mail off the check. You know, this is where this happens type thing.
Keep your various stationaries
exactly,
in various drawers.
Exactly.
All right.
This isn't a work desk, but this is a little work. You know,
sure.
Your little day-to-day business things to take care of, you know, here. And it was so gorgeous. And I immediately, like, was looking it up, and I found one that had been sold at an auction online for $1,400.
Oh.
And it's the only other one I can find.
Anywhere.
Ooh. It's pretty rare, apparently. But it's gorgeous. Anyway. But yeah, the rest of the mansion... Fuck. I mean, we talked about it at length when you went.
Yeah.
Recently. It was just so fucking cool. I don't remember. Did you do the full tour or did you just do the walk tour?
Just did the walk tour.
Okay. We did. We also just did the walking tour.
Yeah.
But it was just absolutely gorgeous.
Do they have a tour without walking or something?
There's the full self-tour.
Walking tour.
Okay.
The self-guided tour, and then there is the full tour where you can go up to the top floor and the attic.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't let people go up there without an escort.
Okay, I was thinking, it's like some of it motorized. Do they have like golf carts going around parts of the mansion?
No.
Okay. No.
No.
But you don't get to touch anything in this place.
Which was driving Joe a little bit mad. He's like, I don't want to touch the things. I'm like, I believe it.
I wanted to just poke at things so badly.
Yep.
But like we just their pantry. You know, like the butler's pantry. It was just like, oh, this is so pretty.
Oh my god, yes. Yeah.
And just
the garden area, like the indoor kind of
The breakfast nook?
Yeah, the breakfast nook with the just this is where all of these plants lived and here's where the fountain exists. Yeah. And
in the dining room there is a silver chandelier that takes 12 hours to polish.
Wow.
It is called the Maid's Nightmare.
I can see why. Yeah.
Even to this day, the people who curate Glen Sheen call it the Maid's Nightmare because it takes them 2 days to polish because you can't take it down.
Yeah.
You have to stand on ladders in the dining area and clean it with a toothbrush. It's a fucking huge silver chandelier, and you have to clean it 3 or 4 times a year.
But I love the aesthetic in that room because it's all like these leaves and kind of like a woodsy gardeny thing going on in it, and it's so good.
Wow. And the dining room table has discreet little buttons on the underside, and so when you're having your meal and the course is done, whoever's at the head of the table can just press the button and the butler knows, oh, time to come out and get something.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, refill the drinks or something like that. It was really just really fucking cool. And then just, you know, the play area downstairs and the billiards room and all of the bedrooms upstairs. Just like you walk into a room and every room had a different aesthetic, you know, and Japanese wood or, you know, intricately carved.
And
that place was wow.
Yep.
So how long were you there?
We spent we didn't realize how long we were there. We spent about 2.5 hours there.
Okay.
I believe this.
Because we got done, we're like, it's lunchtime. Why? We woke up, went there, got done, and we're hungry. So we went there. And we're like, oh, we're just down the street from Fitgers, and we have growlers to fill. Let's go to Fitgers for lunch. Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Like you do.
So we go to Fitgers for lunch. Phil, I have a growler, and my brother-in-law also sent, you know, along some growlers to have get filled. This is a thing we do in our family. When one of us goes up there, the other people in the family are like, here's a growler. Go fill it up, please.
Mm-hmm.
So not all of the beer was mine, but a good portion of it was. Okay, so there we are. We're at Fitgers. We're like, okay, cool. Where do we want to go now? And we're like, oh, you know, well, we've got these other growlers. Let's get these filled up. And, oh, you know, there's this place, Earth Rider, over on the Superior side. Let's, you know, I've never had their beer. Let's go tour their place. So we went over there.
I see.
We went over there, and we took the tour of their brewery. And I came away with a crawler from there. And then we were like, oh, well, we've also got these Duluth cider bottles. Let's go get those filled up. And so we went over there and we got those filled up. No, sorry. We went to Thirsty Pagan after this. We went to Thirsty Pagan. Over on Superior side and we did that. And then, so we're at Thirsty Pagan.
Okay.
And I start entering in the beers that I had at Earth Rider that I sampled into my Untappd app.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I start entering these into Untappd, and very shortly after I started entering these, I got a message from Greg saying, "Are you in Duluth?"
Yes!
Because he had seen my entries into Untapped, because he was over at another brewery.
Oh my god, yeah.
He was touring a different brewery and was entering his selections in
Untapped, yeah.
Yes.
Untapped, and saw what I was. So we were like, oh my god. So we're like, we're at Thirsty Pagan. We're almost done at Thirsty Pagan. And he, at this point in time, is at Ursa Minor. No. He's at Boom. He's at Boom.
Okay.
He said they just came from Ursa Minor. So we're like, we're at Thirsty Pagan now. And he's like, oh, we're going to be heading over there soon. We're like, cool. But then they got sidetracked. They went to an antique store. So we're like, sure, whatever. We'll catch you later. So we go to Duluth Cider, which is right next to Ursa Minor.
Right.
While they're going to Thirsty Pagan. So we go to Duluth Cider. We get our growlers filled up. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, oh my god, Wild State Cidery is a block away.
Okay.
On the other side of Ursa Minor. So we're like, okay, we get done at Duluth Cidery. We go over to Wild State, and we start drinking there and playing Scrabble. And I get a message from Greg saying, we just got to Ursa Minor.
That's hilarious.
And so when we finished our Scrabble game, they walked in the door.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my god, that's delightful.
I know, we ping-ponged past each other a couple times until we were finally able to meet up there. And so we did finally meet up. Wild State Cidery. Really good pair, by the way. And I was talking to Raiderly afterwards, and I was like, you know, I did not intend for this trip to become a brewery tour.
Right.
But it kind of happened.
However, I mean, now you're talking about this, and I'm like, I'm sure Joe would love to do the brewery tour of Duluth Superior. I'm not the right person to do that.
No.
So what I'm thinking...
But the cideries you could do.
Well, yeah. So what I'm thinking, though, is that we...
AON and Extended.
And Extended. We need to do a group field trip.
I'm cool with this.
And all you hops people can go drink your beers.
Because they're...
And all of us not-so-hops people can go drink our ciders.
We haven't even hit all of them.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Like, we went to Canal Park the next day.
Right.
Which is funny, because we get up, we're going to go, you know, to Canal Park, the actual park area, and then go to Canal Park Brewing for lunch.
Yep.
So we get to Canal Park, and while we're on Canal Park, we see the aquarium there. We're like, we've never been in the Duluth Aquarium. We should go someday. And it was like, someday we'll come up here with the kids, and we'll bring the kids to the aquarium, and then we can all go together. And then we go to Canal Park Brewery for lunch, and I message Greg and I say, we're at Canal Park Brewery for lunch if you're interested, and he goes, oh, we're at the aquarium right now.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
And we were like, okay, so it got to the point where we had to go home.
Because
Rayleigh's mother is babysitting, and we got to get the kids. And as we're like paying our tab, they show up at Canal Park for lunch.
That's so good. Yeah. That's hilarious.
It was great. But so far we have listed Fitgers, Earth Rider, Thirsty Pagan, Duluth Cidery, and Canal Park Brewing. Those are the five various things that I brought home. All right. We also have in Duluth and Superior, we also have Ursa Minor, Boom, Wild State Cidery, Carmody's, and Castle Danger.
Yep.
That I can think of off the top of my head. So if you really wanted to go brewery hopping.
Yeah, like we seriously need to pick a weekend next late spring, perhaps.
You can't do it all in a day. And if you throw in distilleries, you've got Vikra there.
Don't tell Joe you can't do it all in a day, because he will.
But if you throw in Vikra, you know, as a distillery, that's another place. Like,
which, by the way, I think Greg said, like...
Yeah, they did, like, they did get
Vikra. Oh, my God, Vikra. I didn't realize I liked gin. And I'm like...
Eh. Yep.
Yeah.
But we were going to go to Vikra after Wild State, but Ridley was just getting tired, and we were like, oh.
No, that's...
So
that's
we went back to the hotel and sat in the hot tub for an hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, terrible.
But yeah, it was a fantastic trip that turned into a brewery hopping trip, despite not... Like, my wife doesn't like beer.
Right. That's why I'm like, because I keep thinking, like, I could take Joe to all these breweries, and he'd have a good time. And I'd be like, yay, this is for you now.
And to my wife's credit, you know, we ate in some of these places. You know, we had food and stuff like that. And my wife has been around me and my brother-in-law and, you know, a bunch of my friends who brew long enough to, like, appreciate it. Mm. She doesn't like it, but she's able to...
She can tell different flavors.
This is a good beer. This is a bad beer.
I can do similar. I just don't like to because hops is disgusting.
No, exactly. And she's the same way. But she's a trooper. She tried all of the beers.
Yeah.
You know, that way, just that way, she knew what the hell I was talking about.
Yep. Yep. But that certainly does taste like it has chocolate undertones. But pass me the not beer.
It was pretty fantastic because Greg and I. As we're ships passing in the night, Greg and I are messaging each other, talking about all of the beers that we've had, just nerding out over beer. And Rayleigh was like, "Oh, okay, you can do that with someone else." So anyway, that was our trip. Honestly, it was Glensheen and drinking.
Nice.
But on Saturday morning when we woke up. We left the hotel, and like I said, we're on this little island in kind of the inlet there, and so we like walk out of the door, and there's a fucking freighter going by.
Yes.
Like
a couple hundred yards away. Mm-hmm. Just there it is, going right by. And I took a picture of it and posted it on Facebook, and I was like, I love Duluth. And my brother-in-law's brother immediately messages back and he goes, oh, that's the blah blah blah, I recognize it because it's the fleet sister to this other ship. And it was just like, you are a Duluth nerd.
Wow. Yeah, that is a Duluth nerd.
like I'm kind of a Duluth nerd. He's a Duluth nerd. Like, he knew the boat, and he knew the like sister ships to that boat and all the others, and just by on sight he recognized it. So,
oh my god,
yeah, it was fun. It's a lot of fun when you're in Duluth to go to the shipping news website, because they've got a little map. It's this interactive map that shows where all of the ships are.
Oh, wow.
So you can look at where they are, where they're docked, what direction they're going, and you click on it and it'll give you information.
Okay.
On it, like where it's going, what it's carrying, things like that. So,
I mean, the past few times I've been up with Joe, like, I wanted to get him, like, on the ship museum on the ship, because that's just fun. And it's been, like, we happen to show up, like, the one weekend.
On the William
Irvin. Yeah. But, like, the weekend, like, 2 weekends before it actually opened for the season, or, you know, wasn't open the last time we were up either, for whatever reason. I'm just like, oh, annoying. But, like, I've brought him to the train depot.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah.
He was so excited. He was like, wait, you mean we... Like, he thought we were just going to go read up on a couple of trains or something. He's like, wait, I can climb on the trains? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what? And just, like, went insane for a little bit. But, so we got to do trains, and we've gotten to do lighthouses, and, you know, I could tell him a little bit about shipping and things like that. But we haven't gotten to be on a boat.
Yeah.
In Lake Superior, and this is very important and needs to happen.
No, this does need to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, your education isn't complete until you've done a bunch of breweries and a ship.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've taken I've talked much longer than I wanted to on this topic, so I apologize.
I will listen to Duluth stories all day long.
I was kind of monopolizing it, and I do apologize for that. That's all right. Was not my intent, much like it being a brewery
tour.
But yeah, it was just this funny, like, oh, I guess Gregory is also in Duluth.
yeah, he was in Duluth. He wasn't at Klingon rehearsals all weekend, which was really exciting when we tried to do a run-through without our lead, but, you know, whatever.
We went to Canal Park Brewing for lunch.
Yeah.
And I ordered the chorizo burger.
Oh, yeah?
And I bit into that thing. And I needed to order a beer.
Oh, God.
Because holy fuck.
Yeah?
I was like, Jesus Christ, this burger is really spicy. And I peel off the top. And this thing is covered in caramelized jalapenos.
Oh my god.
Not like a few, not a sprinkling, four or five little slices of jalapeno on there. Like, they took a lot of jalapeno, sauteed that into a soft pulp, and layered it on top of the chorizo burger. So you've already got the chorizo, then you've got this jalapeno layer up to half as thick as the burger itself on top of that. Oh my god, it was so good. Oh my god. I'm weeping and just sweating bullets and eating, and it was happy. So happy. really fucking good. What about the rest of you?
Well, again, I had Klingon rehearsal. Yeah, also Klingon rehearsal. Yeah. And then some Klingon rehearsal. I also had some Klingon rehearsal without Greg. Son of a bitch.
That's okay. He's got a note from me.
Oh, he's got a note. Okay.
A note from Salsa. Okay.
Make sure he gives that to Jason.
Please excuse Gregory.
He was drinking
with Salsa.
Drinking with Salsa in Duluth. Yeah. So there was a lot of Klingon rehearsal. Like, I have seen more of Jason and Megan than I have seen of Joe. Like, over the past few weeks, it's been like, oh, I do have a boyfriend. Okay. But yeah, so a lot of that. And then, Oh, I got fraudulent charges on my bank account.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah. So here's the fun part. So I went to purchase some like snacky things on the way to the run-through that we had on Sunday without Craig. And my card got declined, and I was like, huh. Well, that's interesting. And, like, sometimes the swipey bit just doesn't swipe very well. Then I was like, oh, okay, well, I just used my backup card and went about whatever. Like, I'll look into this in a bit. And, you know, we got going on to the rehearsal. And for me, as the fight director, like, there were certain things that were important for me to pay attention to, but not necessarily the whole thing, right? So I was like, okay, well, I'll just like look at my bank stuff, because I have the app on my phone, and I look it up, and I'm like, $2. Huh. That doesn't seem right. I should have hundreds in this particular account.
Yeah.
So I start scrolling through, and I'm like, Lyft? I don't use Lyft. And I see Lyft charge, Lyft charge, Lyft charge, Lyft charge, Lyft charge, Lyft charge. Like, and I keep scrolling. And, like, back to November 4th, like, on, I think it was November 4th, there are a couple of small charges, like $5, $12, whatever. And then they started getting bigger in amount. Over the course of the weekend, there was $67 or $76, $43. $120. And I'm just like, this is inaccurate. So I called my fraud people and they're like, yeah, so we're going to get a hold of you for these charges. They seemed a little suspicious. So are these actually your charges? And I'm like, no. And the woman on the other end of the line seemed surprised. Like most of the people that call in, like, because their card's been put on hold or whatever for suspicious activity, it's like, no, those are actually my charges.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, nope, those aren't mine. And she was like, oh, well, let's get to work then.
We got one!
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she went through and marked a bunch of stuff and started the process on that and put a hold on my account. And I talked to the bank today because yesterday was a bank holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to them today and they're like, yeah, we'll get a new card out to you. We're working with the fraud people on this. You'll have a credit for the amount back to you by Friday. And I was like, ah, oh, God damn it. Because right now I have $2. Well, actually, now I'm in a negative because they you know,
yeah.
Other charges kept mm-hmm. coming in. Mm-hmm. If I don't have a credit in my account until Friday, I can't donate to give to the Max.
Oh, God.
And I am so pissed right now.
Ugh.
I'm like, because I was planning on like, Thursday, the 10 a.m. power hour doing mm-hmm. like, you know, hey, if you donate $5, I'll donate $5 kind of a thing. Like,
yep.
Trying to encourage those small, multiple mm-hmm. donations. I can't do that now.
Yeah.
So I'm upset about that, but that's like the only thing I'm upset about. Like, is that, oh no, for a couple of days, I have to use my credit card for things. And I'm not using my credit card for Give to the Max, mm-hmm. especially if I don't know what else might come up
yeah.
with my credit card. So, I have the ability to buy gas and to mm-hmm. take care of things I need to take care of. I have, you know, all the charges are going to get reversed and I'm going to get a new card and that's all going to be fine. But God damn, is that just annoying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And it's delightful to me that we live in a day and age where that can just be annoying as opposed to destitute. And like, if it was me like 10 years ago, nope, this would be the end of the world right now. Because I wouldn't have a credit card that right. I could make mm-hmm. backup purchases on. I wouldn't have an emergency situation. I wouldn't even know how to go about with fraudulent stuffs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually had them call on Friday for mine.
I
made the purchase. Was it? Sorry, the Friday before for TechSoup for the nonprofits.
Oh, it's
where nonprofits get software like Intuit, Microsoft, Adobe. Yep. I'll go through it. So I put a purchase in for $149, and I put it on my personal card because I had it right in front of me, and then I could get reimbursed. And it got declined. It's like, okay, well, I'll just use Fearless's card. So I used Fearless's card, went through, and then they call me about a half hour later and going, did you try to charge something to TechSoup? And they were literally questioning it. It's like, yes, I tried to, but I couldn't. And I was pretty upset that this didn't go through. But that was suspicious. And I'm going, TechSoup, I mean, it's software for nonprofits. Like, people don't.
Yeah, but they don't know that. All they're seeing is TechSoup, and that does seem a little. I can see it, but like on the other hand, it's like no, buddy.
Yeah, I also had one for. I had an issue with American Express on $120 purchase through the state of California, and they couldn't get it to go through, so I had to give them a different card. And I go to American Express, and it shows two pending charges for the state of California on there. But the amounts were not what they told me over the phone was like off by tax, like the amount. So it's like, well, I'll just wait. And sure enough, Monday, it's, you know, they're gone. But it was just one of those things where it's like, I hopefully don't have to deal with three charges because the last thing I want to do is chargebacks against the state of California.
Right. No, I get that.
But yeah. But I also had fraudulent charges on one of my credit cards. I just happened to be checking the balance, and all of a sudden it's like, what's this $9.48 for reverse phone number searches? It's like, I didn't do this. So I called and canceled and got the new card. I can't use it right now because I haven't gotten through the time to actually activate the card.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah. But what was also funny is that, like, every single one of these charges was marked as Lyft. L-Y-F-T.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't use Lyft. Jessa occasionally uses Uber through my... like, I have it connected to PayPal, so it just goes. But we don't have... I don't have a Lyft account. But that was what all of these charges were under. Every single one. So it wasn't like different companies. They didn't go on a shopping spree elsewhere. Yeah. They didn't whatever. It was all just Lyft charges. I don't know who takes a $143 Lyft ride, but... I hope you had fun.
Well, that's a luxury. You know, they got the luxury SUV, you know, the Escalade, and yeah, you know.
So I'm wondering if there isn't some kind of weird charging thing that's been set up with somebody's thing or whatever. Like, I don't know. Somebody's off by a number on their card. Maybe that seems unlikely.
It happens occasionally. I've actually had it.
Well, yeah, but you still have to do verification, like zip code or something.
Yeah, true. I mean, back when it depends. Actually, you don't have to as a credit card processor. It's for fraud, you normally do, but I actually have one client that because of their international and everything else, we don't have address verification. I mean,
and there's no like they don't look for the month, year, or anything like that.
They look for the month, year, but there's a possibility that the numbers could be off by one and could be the same month and year. I mean, you know, there's millions of credit cards.
Highly unlikely.
There are millions upon millions of credit cards out there, so there's a chance.
No, I get it, but that still seems highly unlikely.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it was all through Lyft. And I'm annoyed. The end.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Probably. We probably should have taken a break after you talked. Yeah. Go ahead. You talked a lot.
All right. James wasn't here. I had to make up for it.
You didn't. But I'll still talk about Duluth all day long. Also. Like.
We'll be right back.
All right.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
And I'm Jim.
Yay!
And this is the portion where we let our guest actually talk.
What? That's weird.
Jim, go ahead.
Actually, I was going to say, tell us who you are specifically as it relates to Fearless, but you know, you as a person too, perhaps.
So, I'm Jim Lewis. I am the managing director for Fearless Comedy Productions.
Ooh, that sounds important.
Mm-hmm. Important enough to get paid a little bit of money. Yes.
And as you may have heard, Fearless is doing a thing right now. So we decided to have Jim come on here and talk about it a little bit and give us updates and things like that.
Cool. So. Yeah, it's called Give to the Max Day.
What? What is Give to the Max?
So Give to the Max is something that started, I want to say, 11 years ago with some people that wanted to help support nonprofits. So they got some money and they were willing to match donations, and they raised, I want to say it was like $2 million. So they're like, hey, we'll do a technology platform where nonprofits can go there and set up an account and stuff. And it grew and grew and grew and grew to what it is today. It's very similar for the people that are not in Minnesota to Giving Tuesday near the end of the month. It's sort of like that in a state situation. So for Give to the Max, 4 years ago, when I was marketing director for Fearless, I went, Fearless should probably have more than just one fundraiser. I mean, I know Die Laughing is awesome and incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a unique fundraiser, and I love it. But, oh, God. But
it's very interesting.
But we should have something else just in case, and also to expand our programs. But we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket to raise money for Fearless, because what if, you know, you know, hurricane snowstorm comes through along with an earthquake, you know, over that weekend, and we can't get internet and can't get people to the, so
what if I get hit by a bus?
Yeah, with magnets. Yeah, you know, it's magnets on the bus and wipes your computer and we have no information. Yeah,
no. Yeah, you're not getting into my computer.
Yeah.
Magnets don't matter. Anyway, yeah. Continue.
Even if we wanted to. All right. So Give to the Max Day. So Fearless, I went to a workshop about it and basically said, hey, what can we do to help you guys? And they're like, well, how about doing improv at a bus stop in the morning? Sure. I didn't know what time I had signed up for when they originally did that, and found out that we were doing improv at 5:30 in the morning at a bus stop in Eden Prairie because it was there to help promote Give to the Max Day. And we learned two things that today. One, people don't go through the lobby and the elevator area of the parking ramp. They just go around it and right to the bus stop. So no one really saw too much of the improv other than the volunteers for Give to the Max and a few people that walked through. And puppies trump everything else because they had puppies come in after us and they actually came early and it's like we're just gone. Like,
puppies.
Puppies, yeah, service dogs in training. So learn those two things. So, yeah, I don't want to do improv at 5:30 in the morning. But so we had a goal originally of $2,000 that day, and we did no pre-fundraising. Like, it was all that day. And we, you know, got $1,000 matching from JCI Shakopee. Yeah. And we raised a total of, with that $1,000, $2,050. So we barely made our goal. So, so the next year, well, we decided to double the goal. Let's see if we can raise $4,000.
Oh, my God.
And Guess what? We went to the JCs and asked for $2,000, and they went, sure. And they gave us $2,000 for matching, and we ended up raising a little over, I think it was like $4,200 that year. And then I think it was last year, we raised $6,000. And then last year, we went to them and asked the JCs for
$1,000,000.
Well, $3,500, and they gave it to us, it was $3,000 because it was half our goal of $6,000, and we made it and exceeded it, and you know, I think we raised $11,023 or something like that last year total. But we also learned to start November 1st and go through Give to the Max Day. So
yeah.
That helps with fundraising versus trying to do it all in one day.
Give us all your money right now.
Yeah. So it brings in about a third of our fundraising money for the year. So 2/3 through Die Laughing, 1/3 here-ish, and then we get a few donations throughout the year from recurring donations. We have someone who gives us $1 a month anonymously through the PayPal Giving Fund. We have no idea who this person is, but we get $1 a month from this anonymous person.
That's hilarious. That's
pretty great. Yeah.
We also get, you know, people do company matches through their company and other various smaller fundraisers through Facebook or other things like that. But it's really important to Fearless to be able to do our programs because, for example, a major production like Action Movie The Play that's going on right now, our outlay is about $7,000 is what we're spending on that show, when between venue rental, which is the second biggest expense after paying all of the different people involved. And we know we're not going to make that in ticket sales. We're just not going to do that. And so this is what helps us support doing those types of programs, along with helping pay the staff the little bit we get paid to do. Yeah, to get paid, which we end up usually putting back right into the nonprofit. So,
right.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what Give to the Max Day is, and you know, it's sort of my pet project. But we have Becky Schmidt as the coordinator. The last
TM Becky Schmidt.
Yeah. So yeah, and I'm on this year. We have teams, and I am on the Fearless Fighters.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. What?
I've heard of them?
Yeah.
Yep. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we. Yeah, I had a 250 goal, which they met. We're over a little over 1,000 now. So I'm singing a duet with Meredith Ann. We're going to sing Let's Duet from Walk Hard, the movie. I don't know if either of you have seen that.
No.
It's a spoof of Johnny Cash's movie. Mm-hmm. And basically, the duet is a lot of double entendre, little pauses at words.
Okay.
And then coming with something very pure and wholesome.
Nice. I like it.
Very
cool.
And so it's a fun song. I've wanted to do karaoke. And Melissa, is it Kirchner? I can never pronounce her last name. Is it Kirchner?
Kirchner.
Kirchner. She actually has two different tracks of that song already for karaoke. Of like, she does. Yeah. You know, it's just amazing. Right. Like, you know, I can't even stump her. Like, all right, you know.
So why should people be giving to Fearless through Give to the Max? What kind of bonuses or special things happen via Give to the Max?
So Give to the Max does quite a few different things. They do a $500 early bird grant to an organization or give money to Fearless, for example, or another nonprofit for the 13 days leading up to Give to the Max Day. So once per day, they give $500 away to a random nonprofit based on a donation given that day. So you don't have the ability to, you know, so it's important to get donations every day because you never know when you have that. And right. Then the day of, they have every 15 minutes, they're giving away $500 this year. And every hour, they're giving $1,000 on top of that. And then at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. for 1 hour each, they have power hours where they're giving away a $10,000 golden ticket, they call it. So basically what it is your donation of $10. If it's selected, all of a sudden it's a $10,010 donation you've given to Give to the Max.
Yeah.
So
it's like getting raffle tickets for those time periods.
Yeah. Exactly. They also have, was it Tweet to the Max or Tweet to the Max thing today? Which is basically they're going to give out 20 random people that post a 280 character thing on Twitter along with the organization's tag the organization in it. $280 to each, you know, randomly to 20 different people that are willing to do this thing through Twitter because of Adam Thielen, the football player, did something for his foundation he's launching as of yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Or today. Yeah. So there's lots of good ways you can help Fearless get money.
Let's say I have $50. And I want to donate that $50 through Give to the Max. Would it be better to give that $50 in one lump sum or to give it in chunks and increments?
Technically, chunks and increments would be better, like $5, $10, because I think $10 might be the minimum, or it's $5.
$5 is
so
the
giving
minimum.
Like $5 to Fearless Fighters and then $45 to Team Breakfast for Dinner.
Because you guys are at the very end.
Because we're dead last.
Because you're dead last in the race.
Oh, so also you're on a team?
Yeah. The thing is the team I was on last year, like, walked away with it. Like, we killed last year.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And this year, just, it's not
happening. Aww.
So, yeah, we have only hit our first goal.
I mean, we were butt last until we did what I'm calling the team duel.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a better phrase for it, but ended up, and sorry we couldn't tell you guys about this ahead of time because we came up with it, but we ended up because our $500 goal for Fearless Fighters is for me to do a sword dance. And I will be doing it at the Karaoke to the Max event, which means I'll be doing it to a karaoke song, which means I need someone to sing it. And so what we did is we challenged Team Harmony whoever raised the most amount of money would not have to sing for me to do the sword dance, which is mildly insulting, but I'll get over it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sing for my dance. But yeah, so we ended up, like out of the gates, we were just like, we got, I think it was like $300 within the first couple of hours.
Yeah.
Like by 10 o'clock or something. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, what the shit even just happened?
Yeah.
Plus we got matching grants on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up catching up real quick. And then, God damn it, Team Harmony. They just kept getting
more and more.
And they finally, they beat us by like, I think $100 or something.
Yep. Ron. That was, put him over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I bid against him for the Dreg CD at Die Laughing Silent Auction. And so I'm sure that's part of the reason he donated to Tim versus me.
Yeah, totally got your comeuppance there.
Yeah. But hey, it all goes to a good
cause. All goes to Fearless, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was a pretty decent chunk of change that we got through that. So
yeah, I would say at least half of our money came through that one day.
Oh, more than.
Yeah.
Way more than that.
Now we just have one more goal at $1,500, I believe.
We started that day at $180.
Yeah.
We ended that day at $1,025.
Yeah.
And we haven't moved since, but I think we all got a little worn out from that day of just massive push.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then I had another question. I don't remember what it was.
That happens. Hey.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the important thing is it is imminent. It is. It is. We are recording on the 12th and Give to the Max day is on the 14th. And I'm looking at the website right now. We are at, our goal is 9,000 and we are at 6,452. So we do have a little bit to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we got, you know, 2,500 to go.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's just to hit our goal.
Right.
You know, and clearly we would like to exceed that.
Yes,
but
please.
And also with all of, you know, what Jim was saying with the various lottery, you know, things like that.
Yep.
Please.
Pretty please.
Please give a little bit.
Super please.
You know, again, you don't have to give a huge amount. The minimum was what, $5?
I think it's $5.
We think it's $5. Yeah.
You can give $5.
I know, because I did a five. There's a couple of people that I do. I've historically done $5 swaps.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give their group a $5 donation, and they give us a $5 donation.
Mm-hmm. With matching donations, that definitely goes a long way.
Uh-huh.
It absolutely does. And I don't remember if there's an active match at the moment, or if
I'm checking to see if it's still active. On Team Action Movie, there was a $250. One put today, earlier today, by the Dave and Heather Rand McKay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see if I can get down to see if it still says it's live or they got all their money. It looks like it might be gone. They may have already gone through their $250.
Cool.
So.
Well, I mean, that's a good problem to have.
Oh, right.
You know, definitely. But yeah, we could definitely use
actually, I take it back. I found it. Sorry, I apologize. They actually, there's $170 left on that one. So,
okay.
So every dollar you give.
Yeah.
Which team is that?
That's Team Action Movie.
Okay.
Yep.
So go to Team Action Movie and give them a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And because again, we get that matching donation and all of it goes to Fearless. As much as I say give to, you know, my team, because my team does really is we've got some fun things to do if we hit our various goals. We have hit our first goal. So we are going to on Give to the Max of the event, which, by the way, we haven't even gotten into.
No.
We'll get to that.
Oh,
but on Give to the Max Day, first off, it's kind of a double header because you can go see Action Movie the Play at Strike Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Action Movie the Play is done, we get ready for Karaoke to the Max.
Yeah.
Where we do karaoke.
Yeah. And there's no charge. I mean, it's a pay what you can type of thing for both the Action Movie the Play and for Karaoke to the Max. Yep. We're going to split the money with Strike Theater. Mm-hmm. So starting at showtime is at 7:30 for mm-hmm. Action Movie the Play. You can come through there, and then we have a half hour. Then we'll after that one, yep. and then we'll start the Karaoke to the Max, and we'll go mm-hmm. until whenever we get done or midnight.
Yeah, so come have a little bit of fun, have a drink, do some karaoke, make some donations. Because we hit our first goal, my team is going to get up and do karaoke of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes.
With our mouths full of breakfast cereal. So we'll see how that works.
I'm excited.
But if we hit some more goals, we have other things planned. So you know, it's less about getting each team winning. It's, you know, it's friendly competition, but all of that money really goes to Fearless, and that's the important thing. So at the moment, since there is that matching grant with Team Action Movie,
go use it.
Yeah, give that money to them. And then if you've got an extra $5, shoot it our way.
And
check by our way, you mean Fearless Fighters?
Yes, I mean Team Breakfast for Dinner. Is exactly
what you don't even know what team you're on anymore.
Dinner for breakfast. But yeah, we're
breakfast for dinner. I said it right.
You said it right. I know.
Jim's being a jerk. I get it. Exactly. Okay.
Which you never see me do. Nope. So
no, it was so far out of left field, it threw us off.
But also, there, I believe, will be a couple matching grants on Give to the Max Day, though, throughout the day. So look for those as well.
Okay.
I know of at least one that will be happening, which, but yeah, give early, give often, mm-hmm. give multiple times.
Give multiple times. Give daily.
Give multiple times. Give hourly. Often. Like we said, every donation you make, you do get another entry into that lottery. And also, just come and have fun. Mm-hmm. Come and sing some karaoke.
Yeah.
Have a drink. Have
come
fun.
Chill with us.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
I mean, the important thing. Maybe not salsa, but come chill with me.
Yeah.
And Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for I'll be doing all the money stuff constantly, so I really won't be.
So really, come chill with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen will be chilling. I'll be
chilling.
You know what? I've just made a decision.
Oh.
We are going to have Apropos of Nothing stickers. come to Give to the Max, Karaoke to the Max. Come talk to me. I will have For Science stickers.
Yes.
So come and do that.
Yep.
Wow.
I love how you're showing it off, Jim.
Yes.
Visual joke on an audio podcast.
Yep.
TM Becky. Yep.
We will have Apropos of Nothing stickers there. Come talk to me. You don't even need to donate. Just come talk to me. I will give you a sticker. I will have those with me, unless I forget.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So put a reminder now on your phone.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Salsa doesn't have stickers with him, you can show up. Be where's my sticker? And Salsa's gonna be like, I forgot, and then you can punch him. So
if I forget the stickers, I will make a donation to Team Fearless Fighters.
Ooh. Yes. Every time somebody asks.
every individual.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will accept this, because otherwise it'd be like, hey, Salsa, you got the stickers yet? How about now?
No. I'm laying the gauntlet stickers? For myself. If I forget the stickers, for every person that asked me for a sticker, I will make a donation to Team Thriller Fighter. So I better fucking not forget those stickers.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
So put them in the car now, right after the podcast.
Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about on that topic?
Give me money. Well, give Fearless money.
Please. Yeah.
Do it. Do it and you're cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Do it multiple times.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, repeatedly. Early and often, just like voting. Yes.
Wait, how often do you get to vote?
That's the old Chicago rule, you know? Vote early, vote often, you know? Hey.
Yeah, the Tammany Hall rules.
Yeah, the Tammany Hall rules, yeah.
Oh, all right,
shave the person, yep. All right, haircut. Hey.
Different
coat.
Yep.
You know, this is why they complain about voter fraud.
Here's the thing. You don't even need to cut your hair or put on a different coat to give money multiple times.
Exactly.
You can just donate multiple times to whatever Fearless team you want to.
Fearless Fighters.
For dinner.
And if for some odd reason you do not want to donate online, we do take offline donations as well. Mm-hmm. Just send an email message to info@fearlesscomedyproductions.com. or Facebook message the Fearless Comedy Productions page, and we'll work out to get the money offline donations. So far, we've gotten $20 offline. So, but
which is adorable.
Yeah, we prefer if they go through the site because then we have the chances for all those additional matches.
Chances for the matches, but if that's not your thing,
yeah.
But was it? I don't want to name names, but didn't somebody's like mother or grandmother snail mail them a $20 bill?
Yes,
that's so $20 cute. Bill.
Awesome.
Yes,
that's so cute.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That no, that's fantastic. Right, I'm super happy about that.
Yep.
All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
We'll be right back. Right after this.
Cool. Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And this is Jim.
Wait, here's James.
Yeah. There we go.
Yep.
And this is Jim.
I noticed that there is a drink in front of James.
That's my. I've been sitting it there.
But it's in front of James. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Did
drink
you?
Up. Drink up.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
If that glass actually moves, I'm running out of here. Like if it lifted up and someone.
If it moves, we have actually replaced James.
James, how about a Fast Five?
Fast Five!
For those that don't know, this is how this works. You, the dear listener, sends us two emails. The first one contains five choices. We don't know what they mean. All we know is we have to pick one. And then we open up the second email where you repeat that choice, and then we find out what the context is. Today's Fast Five comes to us from James.
Thank you, James.
There we go.
Thank you, James.
Well, this will be exciting.
The subject line for this is UHF.
UHF. Okay.
So that's, what is that? So that's, TV that's, stuff? That's,
yep.
Yeah.
UHF versus VHF. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to mean anything, but here we'll find out.
You hug fire ants.
I like it. All right. We start this out by saying, dear friends.
U-Haul friends.
Dear friends, I'm sorry to be missing this evening, but I figured I could at least contribute a Fast Five.
Aww.
Question number one.
Ooh.
Volume up or volume down?
Volume up.
Volume down.
I have hearing problems.
I would rather watch with subtitles.
I actually volume up. I'm getting older,
okay.
You know, yeah. So hearing, yeah. Volume up.
Horizontal or vertical?
Horizontal stripes make you look bigger, so vertical.
I would rather be lying down right now. Horizontal.
Vertical.
Question number three. Roll or flutter?
I love choreographing rolls, so I'm going to go roll.
I too like acrobatic rolls. So rather than fluttering like a butterfly,
I think we'll go with fluttering. Okay. I think it's it's. I love that word, fluttering.
Flutter is a good word.
It's flutter. Yeah,
flutter sounds like what it is.
Flutter. Yes.
Is that quite?
Mm-hmm. No, it is very evocative.
Well,
I guess Google wanted to help out.
Yep.
Hey.
All right.
Question number four.
Bing.
Soft or sharp? I prefer a sharp cheese.
Oh, I miss cheese. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, last time I hear, wasn't it the Dutch oven lasagna or something like that on the camping trip? Or
yes.
Yeah, that's
just so good.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was just about to say we should do that when the whole AON thing is happening, and then I looked over at Jenna and went, or not.
I mean, y'all can. I'll just sit there with a salad looking sad. God, if it's cheese, I think I miss sharp cheeses more. If it's weapons, I like them sharp. If it's wit, I like it sharp. If it's scents, I tend to like stronger, sharper scents, like mint. Or raw lavender, not like the sweetened lavender that get, but like the actual herbal lavender type thing. Yeah. So I'm going to go sharp.
Sharp? Okay.
I'm going sharp as well.
Okay. Yeah. Sharp's all around.
Sharp. We're all sharp.
Well, maybe.
We'll find out.
Anyway.
Question number five. Inner mind or outer limits?
I love exploring myself as a person. I also like exploring the world around me, but I think I do spend a lot of time, I don't want to say thinking about myself, although that is completely accurate, but, you know, like trying to figure out my own mental machinations and what is causing me to have a specific thought or response to something.
I hate being introspective, but I love exploring the world.
Into the mind. I'm doing a lot of mindfulness stuff lately you know, living in the moment, you know, and dealing with that. So, I mean, it's sort of external because you just acknowledge the external and the internal, but so more into the mind, though.
The less I acknowledge the internal, the better.
Well, you acknowledge it's there, you just don't react to it.
Yeah, you're probably better at the whole, yep, that exists, I'm going to go do this now.
Yeah.
Which is a very big portion of mindfulness, honestly.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like the key area of mindfulness.
Well, it's, like mindfulness is, I mean, yes, it is being aware of what's happening with you, but there is a specific element to it of allowing emotions and thoughts to exist without feeling the need to act on them or react to them.
Yeah.
Without, you know, some kind of reason behind it.
I'm mindful.
I mean, technically.
It's also, do you live in the moment?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten what happened 2 minutes ago.
We were talking about programming.
And cheese.
Cheese. Mm, I miss it.
James wraps this up by saying, with love and cough drops, James.
Aww. Poor James. Swear to God, if you got my sick, I'm going to end you.
UHF context. James says, hello again. As you may have guessed, we didn't. the choices were the opening voiceover to The Outer Limits.
Oh.
No, nope. We did not guess that at all.
No. James, no, we did not.
I don't know if I've ever seen The Outer Limits.
I've seen it. No. It's been a while.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, so.
So, no, we guessed none of that, James.
So, it should be interesting.
Either way, he says the choices were the opening voiceover to The Outer Limits, but there is more to it. So, volume up or volume down? I said volume down, you two said volume up, right?
Yep.
You're trying to sleep and have noisy neighbors. Do you put on audio to drown them out or pay them a visit to ask them to keep it down?
It depends. I will start by trying to do something to drown stuff out. But if I can't, then I will go have a conversation. Inside my own house, a few days ago, my roommates were having a conversation, which I approve of. But it happened to be directly underneath the vent that goes into my room. And, like, I was just about asleep, and I could kind of hear them, and so they were kind of in my dream, but they were kind of not. And then it was just more and more, like, reality, and that was annoying. And then I was like, I'm not going to be able to drown this out. Fuck. So I got up, and I just, like, talked through the vent at them. I hope it was nicer than it probably was.
Yeah.
Because I don't talk well when I'm sleeping. I'm not kind when I'm tired. I tried to be.
I'm not. In reality, I don't know if I would do either. I think I would just kind of ignore it. But I think I would probably go with volume down still. I would tell them to shut up.
Yeah.
I think. I don't think I've ever turned something on to drown out something that was already there.
Yeah, I don't, other than the car, my noises my car makes occasionally, you know, I'll turn the volume up so I don't hear road noise or whatever the car's doing.
Right, there is that.
You know,
yeah.
To drown that out, but that's just me and my car. It's
really
not,
I do the opposite. I want to hear what my car's doing.
If it's like my old car had a specific clanking noise that it would make that I knew exactly what it was, and I just wasn't going to get it fixed. Mm. And I'm like, well, now you're annoying.
Okay.
Definitely turn. Yeah. If it's known clanks and clatters.
But I'm more the earplugs, you know, put the earplugs in type of thing, you know, and try to just ignore it on that. But I also, for sleep, I do Xanax. So, hey. That helps me just knock right out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I kind of tend to ignore things, but I have asked people to shut up before, so I
think about that.
All right, question number two, horizontal or vertical? If you had to sleep in a car, would you stretch out in the front seat or curl up in the back? Front seat is vertical, back seat is horizontal. I have had to sleep in cars, and I have slept stretched out in the front seat.
I mean, hopefully you're not driving.
I have fallen asleep behind the wheel before, once, and thankfully it was okay. I drifted off the road a little bit, but woke up and got back on the road.
Yeah.
But I've had to sleep in the car before, and you just recline the front seat and sleep there, because the back, I'm so tall, the back seat just doesn't know.
Yeah, I think I would be a back seat person. Although, I mean, my car is big enough, I can throw a goddamn queen size air mattress in the back, so let's do that.
Yeah, and I like salsa, I front seat, you know, vertical.
I can sleep in a chair, no problem. So.
Yeah, I don't. I actually do like to curl up when I sleep.
Mm.
I like the fetal position or stretch. What do they call it? Like the stork, where you stretch one leg out and then one leg kind of tucks up.
Yeah.
But I'm also shorter than you people, so it's less of a need to curl anyway. I'm 5'2".
All right. Question number three, roll or flutter? If someone asked you to, quote, be fancy, which would come first? Would you roll your R's with a posh accent? Or would you flutter your hands as part of a grand gesticulation?
Both at the same time. I don't understand.
Probably do both, but I think the fluttering hand would probably come first. I would do the posh accent, but I don't think the rolling R's.
Yeah, I don't really roll R's much.
Right. Exactly. So
I think the accent, I mean, the accent itself would definitely come first, because it just did.
Since I took French in high school, my R's are, you know, a little bit more on the accented side, so I would roll my R's first before I'd do the hands.
I would definitely do a grand accent of some sort of, but I wouldn't really roll the R's. I would definitely do the hand gestures more first. So definitely flutter for me.
Yeah, I think I'm more vocal. I don't think I really flutter when I'm being fancy.
Okay.
You don't Eric Knight.
No.
Okay. That's what, when you say fluttering
so many,
gestures, that just...
So many definitions of Eric Knight. I don't Eric Knight.
Pedantic Eric, I will have you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Question number four. Soft or sharp? You've received a late night text from a high school friend. You have already lost me. Pouring out their unreciprocated romantic feelings for you. You have lost me twice.
No, this has happened.
Do you let them down gently, soft? Or do you get straight to the point, sharp?
Soft.
Soft.
Can't you do both? Gently get straight to the point?
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like that's a bit more dichotomous than it needs to be. But, like, I think more important in my mind while composing my response is going to be, how do I do this with kindness rather than, the getting to the point right away. Mm-hmm. I would definitely get to the point, like,
yeah.
But there's, you know, I would start with soft kindness. But I would still be, you know, like, oh, honey, sorry, I just don't feel that way about you, or that's very flattering, but, you know, like, mm-hmm. like I would still be honest in where I was at, 'cause I've done this before.
I would absolutely say sharp, because fuck off. Everybody in high school treated me like fucking ass, and fuck off.
Yeah.
No, the only, I don't keep in contact with anyone from before, I want to say 2002, which is the 2001, 2002 is when I started Fest.
Yep.
The earliest friend that I have that I keep in contact with, I met at Fest when I was in college. I don't keep any contact with anyone in high school because fuck them.
No, I didn't have a bad high school. I was that weird kid that sort of didn't have a group but didn't like get picked on too much at all. So it was sort of like just there.
High school was acceptable. Elementary school was awful. But yeah, high school was,
I had a good elementary school. I started elementary school with a bunch of friends. I went elementary school was pretty good. It was when I started getting into middle school and high school that they all became just cons.
Yeah. So I would probably let them down softly just because, shocker, that's sort of who I am. I'm not a straight to the point, hard, hurting type.
Would you just say what you mean? What are you trying to say, Jim?
I'm just saying that, it'd be a little bit, slower and well gentler. Yes.
Well done.
God damn it, Jim.
This has been a demonstration. Question number five, inner mind or outer limits? You have been given the opportunity of 1,000 lifetimes.
Now.
You are able to choose one of two afterlife options.
Oh.
Live forever within your own mind, or exist for a decade or two as the control computer for a research satellite being launched into the depths of space.
Oh, I want the second one.
Space.
Oh my God.
I just want to go into space. So if it's my consciousness, just, great.
Hey. I'm just controlling.
I don't want to live for 2 minutes in my own mind.
Right. I'm like,
Yeah. But space.
Space.
Yeah. I want to be able to contribute to society and be in control at the same time, and also space.
Also space, yeah.
Like, did I mention that I'm controlling? You had me at the word control.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Again, the first one should contain nothing but the choices. The second one, repeat those choices and then give us context. If you want to let us know what your personal thoughts are, that's acceptable as well. Who has a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to everybody that's donated. Like, I know that that seems kind of cheap, but like, I very sincerely appreciate all the donations that have come in for Give to the Max, especially for the Fearless Fighters. But you know, I appreciate you donating to other teams, I guess. Then there's that one guy that just donated to the general fund. Ugh, God. Yeah. But no, I teasing aside, I really do appreciate wherever you give to Fearless for Give to the Max, team, company, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all man, we couldn't do what we do without donations, and no matter how big or small, it's all important, and it all helps us be able to do what we love to do. So, definitely. Shout out to y'all.
I am going to give my shout out to Gregory Parks for skipping practice.
You son of a bitch. God. Doing a run through without your lead is just silly.
I honestly... As much as we ping-ponged past each other and actually got to, like, physically be in the same room for only maybe 10 minutes, it was genuinely a lot of fun to nerd out about beer and talk about, you know, the stuff that we're drinking and have that fun, like, weird game of tag up in Duluth with him. It was genuinely a fun time, so... Do you have anything?
Yeah, I have a shout out to my friend Kathleen Sproul. She is following her dreams. She actually went, she's a therapist and started private practice on her own practice on Friday of last week.
Oh, so, wow.
So, you know, going out on her own. She's got office location in Uptown. One day a week she's there, and then she's in St. Louis Park for the other 4 days. But yeah, so Kathleen Sproul, hey, good for you. Going for what you want to do and what you believe in. So.
Yay.
All right. Who's got something to plug? And I know we all do. All right, I'll start. So what you can do is you can go to the Fearless Comedy Productions website, fearlesscomedyproductions.com. And a link to all of the Fearless teams is right there on the front page. You can't miss it. You could also go to the givemn.org website and do a search for Fearless Comedy Productions. You can give through there. But I think the easiest way is just go to fearlesscomedyproductions.com. Right there on the front page, you will see links to all of the teams. You can just click a button, donate directly to the team. It's really, really simple. What else?
I mean, that was going to be my big
thing. Kind of
The action movie, the play. And then also Sunday, we have Fearless Presents at Strike Again.
Right.
Sunday night. It's Denim on Denim, which is an improv group that is college age kids. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm old enough to call them kids. That are going to be doing their show there. So it's going to give them a chance to do a show on a stage they normally haven't done and in front of an audience. Yeah. And there's pay involved. Like, you know, hey. So, because that's one of the things that's, I think, why Fearless started was, hey, we should pay people to do these things. So, that's mine.
All right. Anything else, Jenna?
I mean, also action movie. All like... Right. How many shows are left? Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yep. Pay what you can on Thursday. $10 online.
So go live at Strike.
Yep. And then, like we said, after the Thursday performance at Strike of Action Movie the Play is Karaoke to the Max. Come do karaoke. Donate to Fearless. Have a good time. Anything else?
Dance right. Party.
Boom. system is down.
The system.
All right. If there is nothing else, thank you so very much to... I can't believe I'm saying this. Thank you to James for sending in a Fast Five. I know, right?
Gross.
Thank you to everyone who listens to this. Thank you so, so, so much to everyone who has donated or is going to donate to Fearless Comedy Productions for Give to the Max. And as always, on behalf of myself and James and Jenna and Jim, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.